This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alex Newman of the NewAmericanMagazine.com. I'm going to take a few final calls for you right now, but any other points you want to make about the UN treaty, a little Christmas gift that Obama says will implement by fiat?
Yeah, one thing that I think is important for people to understand, the UN is more of a tool of the globalists than a danger in and of itself. But with that said, withdrawing from the United Nations and defunding the United Nations would set the globalists back decades. They're thinking to use the United Nations as the nucleus of this global tyranny that they're trying to impose. And they're doing it on all fronts, human rights, global warming, all of these pseudo, pretext for global government are being exploited. So if we could get the United States out of the UN, and there's a bill in Congress to do it right now, H.R. 75, Restore American Sovereignty Act by Representative Brown in Georgia. If we could get the United States out of the United Nations, we would set the globalists back by maybe generations. And so I think it's a very worthy goal. It's a good goal for all of us to aspire to. We need to educate our communities about the danger of the UN, and we can use that momentum to defund and then withdraw from the Dictators Club.
And that's what it is. That's what really exposes the UN. They never criticize dictators and horrible regimes. It's always Christians, family groups, private property. And then it's a bunch of corrupt billionaires on top of it, like George Soros, telling someone that makes $100,000 a year how they're a greedy pig. Leon in Utah, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Alex Newman.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Mr. Newman and fellow patriotic citizen. The United States. So I have a few things that I'd want to just point out real quick. I mean, what are we supposed to do, guys? What do we? What's the plan? I mean, overall, we can see that things are, you know, they're expanding in a way that's beyond our comprehension. In terms of they want to just, you know, knock on our doors and say, hand over your guns. You know, we know that people are going to stand their grounds, and we know that, you know, people are going to defend themselves, and it's going to be a bloodbath. To be honest with you, It's something that we all have to understand. And many people, I feel like they lack discipline because they don't listen. They're not aware of the things that are going on around us. I mean, just a couple of days ago, I guess, you know, Russia, or even today, they're threatening that, you know, that they're saying that America's sounding off the drum for World War III. I mean, you can obviously tell that things are, they're not right here. And I mean, we know that violent protests take us nowhere. And you know, they obviously don't agree with self-protection. And so what's the plan? What kind of action are we supposed to take aside from petitioning and protests? What's the answer here?
Me what they can do. I always say, first of all, resist calls for violence. Most of the time, those are probably going to be coming from federal provocateurs and globalists anyways. Resist calls to just divide and conquer. It's not about race. It's not about class. It's not about any of these things. It's about globalist criminals versus the people of the United States, their liberties, and all that is right and good in the world. Now, in terms of what to do, we have a lot of tools available to us. One of the most important is educating our communities. We still have our free speech. We still have the internet, so we can get the information out, and that is going to be key. We have the ballot box. We can vote bad politicians who don't obey their oath of office out of office. We have the jury, so, you know, don't convict your fellow citizens for trumped up crimes that the federal government or, you know, whatever imagines have been committed. So we still have all the tools that we need.
That's right. If the people become motivated and highly active and know what's happening, if all of you become media folks in your own area or activists or jury activists, whatever the case is, there's no way the globalists can be successful. If you just point people at New American Magazine, or Infowars.com, or WorldNetDaily.com, or PrisonPlanet.com, or DrudgeReport.com. Not that any of us are perfect, but we're promoting basic information. Thomas Jefferson said that if you've got an informed public, and you've got free information, and you've got good information, that tyranny will vanish like phantoms at dawn. That's what's happening. And we're starting to see a lot of victories. Congress has a 7% approval rating. We just have to go to the next level to hold their feet to the fire. Alex Newman will watch this treaty closely. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
You bet. We'll be back with Gerald Celente, the top trends forecast.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Gerald Celente is going to be our guest for the balance of the hour. Always look forward to Gerald joining us. We'll be talking to him here in just one moment. Some of the stories online now at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Christina Sarich has an article. Politicians silence nine-year-old over posting photos of school lunch. Do you want to know what some kids are being served at school every day? A classic example of tyranny. And it goes through the fact that the school says you're not allowed to take photos of the food that the school has, and you're going to get in trouble if you continue that. And that sounds like something innocuous. Who cares? Well, then they can feed them prison-style food if that's the case. And, by the way, the photo of the hamburgers we have on there is not the school food. The school food looks like prisoner food when you go look at the photos. And it's reversing the Michelle Obama boondoggle all over the country that people can see the photos. So their answer is don't make it high-quality food or end federalization of the food. No, just end free speech. Interesting article, The Forecaster. Can this computer predict the future? The government certainly thinks so. Articles at InfoWars.com. And it goes over the fact that the feds seized, after 10 years of economic forecaster Martin Armstrong sat in federal prison, they seized the computer system he came up that they believe has an algorithm that can predict the future. Folks, the Google can predict the future now with mass movements. Facebook can predict it. You get enough, you know, tens of millions of people simultaneously. It gives you, in mass movements, true predictability. How do you think Amazon can individually know what you're going to order now before you order and have it being packaged before you even buy it? Or now Pizza Huts are coming out with iPads in the wall that face scan your retina as you look at the menu, and then it decides and tells you what you wanted to order. Just like Google gives you predictive searches tailored to what you want. This is how they're going to manipulate society and then actually start telling you you want something when you don't. Talk about laziness. Talk about mind control. Those articles are up at InfoWars.com. Another story that I want to get Gerald Celente's take on first, then the economy, Russia, the world, and his top trends for 2015 that he's going to preview here for us with his Trends Journal today. Zuckerberg lauds socialism with China's internet censorship czar. Facebook CEO visit with Liu Wei, hypocritical and absurd. Now, this is a guy praising them when they literally have people arrested and executed for using the internet improperly, they claim. And now they're trying to learn, Obama's been meeting with them, how to do this here. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, that calls his users dumb effers for trusting him, lauded the virtues of socialism during a recent meeting with Liu Wei, the czar of China's draconian internet censorship system. We can scroll down and show you a nice picture of him as Mao Zedong. Having previously met with a State Department official, Katharina Novelli, who urged the two countries to work together as friends on web security, that means ending free speech, we paid a visit to Facebook Silicon Valley offices, despite the fact that the social networking website is completely banned in China. During the meeting, we discovered a book written by Chinese President Jiang Zemin called The Governance of China, sitting on Zuckerberg's office desk, leading Zuckerberg to comment, "I bought this book for my coworkers. I want them to understand socialism with Chinese characteristics," and went on to praise it. Truly sickening. Let me give you the Chinese characteristic of that. Most generals there are billionaires. And there's no social network when people chain their kids up, their toddlers up, when they go work in the slave factories building robots that are now going to replace them. Here's the headline, National Review. China's promises to end harvesting the executed. I remember about 10 years ago, the State Department came out and said it was a rumor, even though the Communist Chinese advertise in trade publications that they have, quote, fresh organs. Whatever you need, and they keep the Falun Gong peaceful practitioners that are healthy, genetically and blood tested, in prison cells waiting for when Richie Rich wants to show up and get the goodies. But you don't hear the trendies complaining about that. See, when there's pressure on the organ harvesting, just come out and call it a conspiracy theory, even though the BBC now has this headline. China has promised to stop harvesting organs from executed prisoners by January 1st, state media reports. Death row inmates have long served as a key source of transplants. Here's the promise, but it's not the first. They've done it many times. We take you now to Kingston, New York, site of the start of the American Revolution, and Gerald Celente joining us via video Skype. Gerald, thanks for coming on. We're going to cover the waterfront today. I want to get into a whole bunch of stuff, but what do you make of this hypocrisy and Zuckerberg calling people dumb efforts? What do you make of Gruber admitting Obamacare is a giant screw job? I mean, you've worked as a consultant, as a lobbyist, as a Fortune 500 guy. Why are these people so arrogant? You always speak to the white shoe boys and the Harvard mafia. Well, that's where he's from, and now he's over at MIT producing lies to fool the American people. Why would he brag? Why would Zuckerberg brag? What's their problem?
Well, why are sociopaths sociopaths and psychopaths psychopaths? And going back to Zuckerberg talking about socialism in China, could anyone say communism? That's what it is. And remember who sold us out and when. It began with Bill Clinton. And as I keep thinking about this, And I keep thinking about that little grubby Gruber talking about how stupid we are and how they could pull things over our eyes. Also, Alex, I used to run political campaigns in Westchester County at a graduate school back in the early 1970s. And I was the assistant to the Secretary of the New York State Senate. So I was right there. I was sitting in the back of the chamber with Malcolm Wilson, who was the governor, my boss, Al Abrams, nice guy, and the head of the Republican Party, John Anderson. So I was right there. I saw what it looked like. I know the game. I know the way it's run. And what's going on is the system is being run by lowlifes who are, to me, nothing more than traitors to America. They are all traitors. Slick Willie Clinton, a traitor for selling us out to the Chinese with NAFTA, for selling us out with the other traitor, Robert Rubin, who deregulated the Glass-Steagall Act that allowed the banks to steal all our dough. Traitors, this guy Gruber. You could keep going after one after another and go back again to Zuckerberg talking about China. Let's go back to 2 weeks after 9/11. Go look at what oil prices were back then. And they were in the $20 a barrel range. And then when everybody wasn't looking, and the CIA liars, and I love the words that they use, the prostitute language. Remember, Alex, we always have to be proper because people don't like it when you're not proper. So we have to say the CIA misled. Misled? Grow up, Junior. They're liars. They lied us into the Afghan war. They lied us into the Iraq war. You remember those weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. You remember that next mushroom cloud you see, Condoleezza Rice. Yeah, one liar after another. Now let's go back. 2 weeks after 9/11. Zap. Hey, Zuckerberg. China, they brought it into the World Trade Organization when no one was looking. And then you saw the increase in oil prices. You saw the phony boom start being built. They sold us out. Clinton, Bush, Obama, Pelosi, Reid, McConnell, Graham, one after another. They are traitors to the Constitution, traitors to the Bill of Rights, traitors to America. All of these people are traitors, and they should be brought up on war criminal charges and treason against we the people and everything that we stand for.
I agree. And do you agree with me that clearly they're trying to start racial division and play the people off against the police when the police are obviously been federalized, a lot of bad stuff there. But the politicians want to get us all fighting with each other instead of realizing they're the enemy. And this is all a desperate tactic promoting all of this division.
Go back to our Spring Trends Journal. Went out 3 weeks before Ferguson. The article that we asked Dr. Paul Craig Roberts to write was Cops Gone Wild. How the police have gone wild in this country. It's more than a racial issue. It's an issue against we the people that the traitors that have destroyed our Constitution and Bill of Rights with the so-called Patriot Act, with the National Defense Authorization Act, have robbed us of our rights and militarized our nation, particularly after 9/11. Racial hate. A racist nation? Are there racists in America? Of course there are. Hey, I'm an Italian American. You want to see discrimination? Hey, put on a show like The Sopranos with the Jewish people. Yeah, do one like that. Try it with the blacks. Hey, how about with the Spanish? Yeah, Rodriguez San Jose. Yeah, doing dirty deals. Try that one out. Are there racists? Are there bigots? Of course there are. Is America a racist nation? No. If we were a racist nation, Alex, would we have a black president? Hey, Hey, how about that attorney general? What color is he? I forgot about Condoleezza Rice. Remember her? What about Colin Powell? Hey, who's the head of Homeland Security? Johnson Watt? What color is your skin? I've had enough of it. Hey, who's the woman running national security? Oh, Susan Rice? Yeah, Rice? White is Rice? No.
Stay there, Gerald Celente. We'll give his website out when we come back. FriendsResearch.com. FriendsResearch.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser oxy powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of super female or super male vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Jones here, back live. Gerald Celente, TrendsResearch.com and the Trends Journal, riding shotgun with us. And we're not being negative here, bringing up the bad things. The system always says, oh, don't get angry, don't be negative. There's so much good stuff in the world that that's why I'm angry and upset. I want to defend it. I don't want to be a slave. But you really can't doubt the fact that tyranny's moving on all fronts. I've criticized the militarization of police. I've exposed it probably like nobody else. But then I can see the feds trying to come in and make every evil in the world about the police when it's worldwide, the federalization, the globalization, the militarization has been happening as criminal ruling classes move from free market to crony systems. Gerald Celente, I want to start getting into the top trends of 2015, your new journal that's just about to come out, that's just invaluable reading. Hope everybody goes to trendsresearch.com and subscribes, or at least signs up for your free alerts and looks at the 2015 forecast. You're going to give us a first look here today. But in this short segment, what do you think the state of the world itself is? Obama says that he stabilized the world and that it's never been more secure. Hegel said the world's never been more insecure, so he fired him. What is the real state of the world overall in your view?
We're heading toward world war. It's blowing out all over the place. Anybody that's half awake and listening to and watching what's going on can see it. And I want to stay on this China issue again with Zuckerberg sucking up over there. Well, Zuckerberg, maybe, would be more appropriate.
Yeah, Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg.
Tommy Zuckerberg.
There we go.
There you go.
And you look what's going on here and around the world. You go back to one of our top trends for 2014, China boomtown. America's in the business of war. China's in the business of business. They're buying up the world, and they're buying up America. Hey, folks, you like that? Obama always calls everybody folks. Yeah, folks. Folks, you like that Smithfield pork? Hey, owned by China, huh? Oh, yeah. Hey, how about that Waldorf Astoria in New York? Hey, Chinese just bought it for $2 billion, didn't they? Oh, where are they getting the dough? Ah, yes. Just did another deal right here in New York. That, only about $1 billion. Who's funding it? The Chinese National, well, the Chinese bank? Communist government. You go look what's going on over there in Portugal. You know, they're privatizing everything.
And my problem, I mean, when you get into what real privatization is, but the communist Chinese already every month I see where they're controlling TV shows, movies, what can be published. Michael Savage couldn't even get his book promoted anywhere. The publisher wouldn't promote it because the Chinese threatened him because he criticized. I mean, the communist China is a big fat censor. That's my problem.
Well, again, they're communists. I mean, I grew up most of my life teaching us to hate communists. Hey, those Russians, they're no good. But those Chinese commies, our kind of guys. Gee, I wonder why. Couldn't be because of all of the American manufacturers that sold us out and brought all their cheap, their product over there to be made by slave labor. So the Chinese communists are good commies. Oh, those Cubans, they're bad commies too. There's only good commies and bad commies. It's all about business, Alex. And that's what I want to talk about. The business of business is China, and China's buying up the world. And you look at the numbers. As I said, privatization going on all throughout Europe. It's not privatization. It's selling off valuable public assets at bargain basement prices to do dirty deals with your pals. They just had a big auction in Portugal. You know what the major language was of the people bidding? Mandarin. You look what's going on in Canada. Look what's going on in the United States. The Chinese economy's collapsed. The smart money over there knows it. They have 70 million, that's right, million vacant luxury apartments. Entire cities that are vacant. Their bubble has burst. Look, they lowered interest rates 40 basis points trying to pump this thing up. Goes back to the trends of 2015. One of them is called price wars. Why? Because there's oversupply and overcapacity of just about everything. It's not only oil prices that are going down because of oversupply and less demand. It's copper prices. It's corn prices. It's iron ore. You could buy rebar, reinforcement rod, a ton of reinforcement rod over in China costs less than a ton of cabbage. So what they're doing, they are aware of the collapse that's coming. They're taking their money and they're buying up the world. You better learn how to speak Chinese. and learn how to be a better commie, because the politicians in this nation have sold us out and continue to do so.
And they love it. It's like Gruber. It's one thing to raise rates and rip off poor people and cut their health care, but he enjoys it. Enjoys lying, enjoys cheating, enjoys screwing people over. A bunch of low-life, degenerate, filthy scum, but we've let them do it. So it's our fault, because we're a bunch of chumps.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
You've got it, you've done it.
Mr. Smith is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Are we seeing the earth?
You've got it, you've done it.
My friends, I want to thank you all with this Christmas coming up for your support of the broadcast. I am very humbled by the millions of listeners we have. I'm very humbled by the fact that you put up with me, because regardless of how I deliver information, some of it good, some of it bad, we are trying to tell the truth and trying to promote liberty and freedom, and to try to build a platform for other great folks to promote their platforms, because we're all in this together. So this Christmas, please think about InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com, same URL. to do your Christmas shopping. And as long as you order by the 17th, whether it's a Molon Labe camo, long sleeve Made in America shirt, whether it's a Come and Take It Pro Second Amendment short leave shirt in men's or women's, whether it's high quality supplements at InfoWarsLife.com, whether it's a commemorative Molon Labe silver coin, only 500, we've already sold out of 1/5 of them since I launched it yesterday, or Molon Labe belt buckles, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And Oxy Powder, developed by Dr. Grubb, is revolutionary, time-released oxygen in the intestines to flush out and detox like nothing else. Rob Dew, in 1 week, lost 18 pounds of stuff that was in there. The average person has more than 20. And this is something that is so affordable. On average, you got about three detoxes, or enough to do 3 weeks of this. So every few months, you can do it. That's, you know, a 3-4 month supply in one bottle of Oxy Powder. And we've got it available and discounted at InfoWarsLife.com. We did sell out of several of the nutraceuticals, like the Secret 12, but we have a limited supply, we hope, coming in very, very soon. We have more of the OccuPower back in. These really are revolutionary products where we go out and find the most powerful missing links out there, like iodine deficiency, and people aren't getting the right type of bioavailable iodine. We have the True Nation Iodine, Deep Earth Crystal Source, and Survival Shield, X2, and Classic Survival Shield, all available, and a lot of specials running at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Gerald Celente is our guest, TrendsResearch.com. Gerald, I want to give you the floor now, you know, for the next 10 minutes or so, and then I want to get into some other topics with you, to look at the big trends of 2015 and also looking back on the trends of 2014, 2013 that you unfortunately very accurately gauged. And in your trends, I want to get your take on Russia, because you were talking about that a few years ago. I don't lionize Russia. But as you know, they're really trying to destabilize it. They're trying to cut off their pipelines. They're trying to screw up their deals. They're lowering oil prices to try to bankrupt them so that then there'll be no competition. They can jack it up as high as they want, in my view. And a lot of mainline analysts, not just you or Dr. Paul Craig Roberts or myself, are saying this could lead to actual war. Is there no amount of hubris out of these Harvard mafia people that, though they act like miscreant weasels, are in control of a nuclear arsenal?
Well, they, again, you know, we're looking at who they are, and everything they do, they turn to disaster. There's not one thing that anybody could point to that says, look at the great job that the DC gang has done, whether it's in healthcare, whether it's in education, whether it's in military, whether it's in the environment, whether it's in food safety, go up and down the list. And before I go on, I want to also encourage all the listeners of InfoWars to support what you're doing, as you know that we do, and we advertise in InfoWars magazine, because you're one of the few people out there, along with a number of us, that are concerned with the truth, and the truth isn't abstract. I'll give you an example why it's not abstract. Begins with our conversation today about the CIA, quote, misleading. It's not misleading, it's lying. There's a lie and a truth. It's not about banks misleading or misdeeds. It's about corruption and thievery. So there is a truth. And when enough people support the truth, then the truth, as they say, shall make us free. So I really encourage everyone during this holiday season to do what they can to keep promoting your voice of freedom. And as we look at the whole situation of what's devolving and the bigger picture is that we see in 2015 is this is the year of the game changer. Look what's going on in the markets as we're speaking. All of a sudden, the markets are now under pressure. The Shanghai Index today lost over 5%. It's down over 2% across Europe. Again, what's going on in oil? Yes, it's an oversupply issue, but it's a lack of demand issue. Because when you go through all of the commodities, again, whether it's corn, whether it's iron ore, whether it's copper, you're looking at five-year lows. You're looking at a global slowdown. And the way they get your mind off the global slowdown is with war and going back to Russia. How they've taught us how to hate Russia. And you well know we were on top of this. We saw it coming with the Sochi Olympics. Again, prior to the destabilization of the Ukraine. Hey, Alex, don't go to Sochi, because if you get on one of those airplanes, watch out for those toothpaste bombs. Who can make this stuff up? I'll tell you who. A bunch of sick SOBs. Hey, Alex, don't go to Sochi. Not if you like animals, because they're shooting all those stray dogs. And don't drink the water. No, no, no. It's all yellow. Yeah. And hey, those hotel rooms, they're garbage. They started to defame Russia before it happened. By the time the Olympics began, America's perception of Russia was at a 1994 low. I'll tell everyone out there listening, you want to get into a good business? You could do it cheaply, doesn't have to make any sense, and you can make a lot of dough doing it. Propaganda. That's the business to get into. Watch out for those ISIS. Fear and hysteria. All of the propaganda coming out against Russia. Let's put this into perspective. Every week, if not every day, we keep hearing about Russian troop movements, Russian tanks, Russian armored vehicles flooding over the Russian border into Ukraine. Hey, Alex, have you seen any pictures yet? Nothing. They show us nothing. Hey, this world of selfies? You can't show us one photo? No, I'll tell you why. Because they're liars. They're sociopaths. They are leading us to war. The global economy is collapsing. Only a psychopath would want to put sanctions on Russia that only hurts really the Europeans, because we don't do that much business with them, at a time when the European economy is in the crapper. Oh, that's right. Unemployment in Italy? Yeah. It's at record lows. Yeah, over 13%. Look what happened today in the Greek stock market. Now you turn on CBS, Bloomberg, you see the little prostitutes come out there and say how there's recovery over there in Greece. They're out of a recession. Gee, wonder why the market's down 11% today. So you can see only a moron, a psychopath, and a sociopath would put sanctions on Russia now that Russians are putting sanctions on the Europeans. And who is it hurting? Well, it's hurting the small people in Europe. Yeah, the ones that used to sell product to Russia. So they're destroying the global economy. And when I said before, Alex, this isn't a throwaway line, that Obama, who's launched a war against Syria, that's dropping bombs on a sovereign nation, and you remember the line about that humanitarian mission? No, we're not going back in Iraq. No, no, no. We're there on a humanitarian mission to save those Christians on the mountain and then the Yazidis. You know what a Yazidi is. I'm sure you got them all over San Antonio. We got to save them too. No, no. It's not all those bombing runs they're doing every day. And who's he doing it with? Doesn't even ask Congress. Congress doesn't even care. They're traitors. These people are committing treason. They're treasonous acts, and no one wants to call it what it is. They're treasonous acts of war. They're treasonous acts that are robbing us of our constitutional rights, of our Bill of Rights, and our money, because they make up things. One of the top trends. Oh, by the way, we have decided, we selected the people to InfoWars to hear our list of top 10 trends, of top trends for 2015 before anyone else. They just went out to our subscribers as we're talking. We also had a conference here in Colonial Kingston this last Saturday. A video of that is also available, a five-hour conference we put on. And people, if they go to our website, they can sign up to get that as well. But we selected InfoWars because these are the people of all of the media that's putting out to the people freedom of speech, thought, and spirit. No one is doing it to the level that you are. So we decided this is the one we're going to first. And going back to the top trends, bankism. People are saying this is a failure of capitalism. No, it's not. It's bankism. The banks are in control. And the person that's writing this story for us in the Trends Journal, and we have the synopsis out now, is Nomi Prinz, who, of course, wrote that great book, All the President's Bankers. So, don't complain about capitalism. Four words killed it. Everybody knows what they are. Too big to fail. Brought to you by Henry Paulson, former CEO of the Goldman Sachs gang, now playing big roles as Frankenstein in a freak show near you. What else do we have? Hey, the grand manipulation. It is no free markets. Everything is rigged. We know LIBOR is rigged. Only to $700 trillion. That's right, the interest rates. But we're not going to punish anybody. No, no, no. They're just misdeeds, and they misled. So we'll only fine them. And the same thing with the Forex, the currency exchange, of which they trade $5.3 trillion a day. On and on, gold manipulation as detailed and written in this issue by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Other big trend, price wars. Get ready for it. Here's something, this is going to go out later. We just started writing about it today. This is a headline. If these equity markets continue to go in the direction that they are, this is going to be a rocket that's going to knock Santa out of the sky, and the retail sales are going to plummet. Look what already happened with Black Friday. Came in on the red, didn't it? No, it didn't go up 4.1% as the National Retail Federation had predicted, down 11%. Now you pile on that, declining markets, fear spreading across the world of the overblown equity markets that were only propped up because of low interest rates and trillions of dollars of phony money flooding in. You're going to see a disastrous Christmas, which brings us to the trend, price wars. You're going to see 50%, 75%. They're going to want to unload the garbage that they have made in China at any price they could get rather than being caught with oversupply of product. You look at the sales, even at the luxury end, Prada's getting blown away one after another. So when you start putting these trends together, how do they get your mind off it? I'll tell you how. You saw what they did with ISIS. Remember, they beheaded those guys. Ooh, beheadings are bad. Drones away. Ah, that's okay. That's a clean blowout, but man. Bombs, fine, but no beheadings, and the people buy it. They buy it like they buy 32-ounce phosphorescent Slurpees. You could sell them anything. So when you start putting the trends together and keep looking where it's going, you go back into the positive ones, like you said. The millennial generation. They are going to be ripe for retrograde. This is the only generation coming up where they're looking, and those of us that are old enough, remember that all our lives, the polls used to show, the future is going to be greater than the present. Not anymore. Now they look at the future, they say, Maron, it's bad now, it's only going to get worse. They're looking for a future that they're going to take from the past. Remember, the Renaissance in Italy happened after the Black Plague. 60% of Europeans were killed. They were dead. They realized, what are we doing wrong? So they went back to the past. A Renaissance, a rebirth, a rediscovery. Retrograde. They're going to take from the past and retrofit it for the future. This is one of the biggest trends that people should look into, because the millennial generation, they're not stupid. A lot of these kids are really sharp, and they know they're getting shafted, and they can see who the shafter is, and they know they're getting it on the blunt end. So, manufacturers, it ties into local. It ties into high quality. You will find out in our research at music schools, these kids aren't going back to rock and roll. They're not going back to Louis Armstrong. They're not going back to Ella Fitzgerald. They're going back to Bessie Smith. They're going back to Django Reinhardt. Beyond, they're going back to Jelly Roll Morton. They're going back to the roots of America that made this country what it was. Anybody can complain, and I don't want to hear the stories. I'm very aware of them. What we did to the genocide of the Indians, the inequality that we did to blacks, I'm very familiar with it. But this was also the land of opportunity. I make this very clear.
Gerald, stay there. Explain this when we come back. And we're going to look at some of the other trends with Gerald Celente straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, your host, InfoWars.com. Check out and get the new magazine. It's excellent at TrendsResearch.com. You can also subscribe and see the nightly news at PrisonPlanet.tv. We always have the free feeds for the daily radio show at InfoWars.com/show. Stay with us.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked. Bills are paid. You've got a job that keeps the lights on and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
What Gerald's getting at is the break cut him off. Alex Jones here back live. Is that you have to look at the time we lived in 250 years ago. We're only taught about America's evils, but when compared to other countries, it was very tame in some cases. In some, it was very barbarous. But the idea of not having a big government, not having royalty that's being bowed to in the White House today, the idea of the little people having ideas and quality. And I'm already seeing this renaissance as liberal trendies that move to Austin are not just going out and learning how to square dance, and I'm not saying that's even good, but it's good to see them trying to do something folky or authentic. They're going out and buying guns. They're going out and buying four-wheel drive trucks. They are breaking with the system and becoming more libertarian, more rugged. And unfortunately, original Texans are sitting in their trailer houses watching satellite TV all day and dying of heart attacks. But I think that's what Gerald's trying to get at. People going to truck farms, people going to organic farms, people getting into going to thrift stores to get their clothes. Half the time, it's better than a big, and I'm not saying big corporate stores are, you know, the devil in every case, but they're all lobbying to get laws passed where you can't have a farmer's market. So if we shop, just like the organic food market that didn't exist 20 years ago, and demand it, it will grow, it will lower the price, it will supplant the rest of the economy. And so there is a major quest now by young people, I'd say 30 and below, to look for something better. Is that what you're getting at, Gerald?
Yes, that's exactly it. And again, going back, quality. Look at the buildings they used to build. Look at the junk they put up now. A big box store. It's like going shopping in a large self-storage unit.
Yes.
So they're looking for quality because they know that quality is going to improve their lives. Beauty and quality are going to be big sellers. The marketers that understand it.
Rediscovering that beauty is wealth.
Exactly. Again, that was the Renaissance. And look what's happened. And again, as I was saying before, you know, people could criticize this country. We were the envy of the world. It was the land of opportunity. As I say, my blood is Italian, but my heart is American. I could never be me if I was born anywhere else. The freedom that I was given, that they're taking away now. So going on to some other trends, and it all ties together. The golden age, the boomers are now, you know, I'm born in 1946. This is one of the biggest markets to play at. You were talking about all the people sitting around watching stupid television. Going for the gold is going to go for the golden age in exercises. No, not these muscle trips. How do you stay healthy and live longer? You go to our website. We did a video on June and Stanley Blum. They're 95 years old. Stanley began painting at 80.
That's how you stay alive is learning and doing new things.
Exactly. And the marketers that understand that in providing them products and services, and I'm not talking about walkers and canes.
No, but treating old people like they're still people, and then they'll act like people and won't decide to go die, because all the studies show when old people feel like they're not needed by the tribe, they go turn off and die. When they're treated like elders and respected and brought in, they become the dynamic engine that then interlocks down to the first generation below them, and then that down to the young people. And that's why they've targeted the youth and told them to be forever kids when they're supposed to be men and women earlier. That's why they told old people, oh, it's your time to go to the beach, and then they go and just die instead of staying alive.
Perfectly said. And so the older you get, If you keep on learning, the wiser you get. I remember when I was a little kid, my father, may his soul rest in peace, meeting dinner, look at me and say, you know, son, they say youth is wasted on the young. Take a couple more bites, and he'd say, they were talking about you.
Now, to do five more with us, Gerald, some overdrive to put bookends on it. See you tonight, Nightly News 7.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.